Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The wisdom moment today is found in Proverbs 1, verse 23. Proverbs 1, verse 23. If you had responded to my rebuke, I would have poured out my heart to you and made my thoughts known to you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How powerful is that? If you had responded to my rebuke, I would have poured out my heart to you and made my thoughts known to you. Sometimes that word rebuke seems like it's such a harsh word. It was just a correction. It's just an area of guidance. Let me tell you something. If you don't like to be corrected or guided, I mean, you're going to crash and burn in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know I'm saying, life is about being guided and being corrected, and just being instructed in the ways to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're talking about God would have poured out his heart and made his thoughts known to us. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, are you going to keep talking to someone who doesn't listen to you?
All right.
Are you going to keep talking and sharing wisdom? If you know, what? No, that's not going to happen. Listen, what goes on further. But since you rejected me when I called and no one gave heed when I stretched out my hand, since you ignored my advice and you would not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh at your disaster.
Mm.
You can't shake your fist at the hand of God. You can't shake your fist when God is using actually someone to bring wisdom into your life.
Right.
You know, I think a lot of people get wisdom and they don't want, you know, it's not just hearing God's voice, but it's obeying what God is telling you to do.
That's right.
Not hearing and ignoring, but hearing and obeying. And he said, listen, I would have told you more. I would have revealed more of myself. I would have opened myself up more to you. But you totally dissed and you totally ignored that which I wanted to bring to you.
Right.
And I wanted to talk to you about, you know, honoring me in this particular area. And you wanted to talk about revelation in the
Right.
No. Let's let the main thing be the main thing, right? Mark Twain said, it's not scriptures that I don't understand that give me the biggest problems. It's the scriptures that I do understand.
That's right.
And so we need to be able to respond to whatever correction or guidance that the Lord is bringing to us in any way that he's doing that. The wisdom moment today is found in Proverbs 1:23. If you had responded to my rebuke, I would have poured out my heart to you and made my thoughts known to you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.